I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Recently, there was a great, great initiative, a really great promotion that our friends at St. Christopher Fund actually helped Progressive Insurance work to find a driver, a very special driver, to give a truck to. You know, we're going to explain it all right now as we bring on Shannon Currier from St. Christopher Fund. Shannon, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here on behalf of St. Christopher Fund. Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Explain what this promotion was with Progressive. What was going on with Progressive? What were they trying to do here?
Well, you know, they've had this Keys to Progress program for the last 5 years on their personal line side of insurance. And so this year, they decided they wanted to award on the commercial side, which, of course, is a big commercial truck.
Yeah.
So they contacted us and said, this is what we want to do. And we know what you do in the industry. We know you are the driver connection. You are the driver support. Would you be the piece where you put out the application, you interview the applicants, and bring to us your top two, and tell us who you think is going to, should be the applicant chosen. So That's what we did. We went through and presented the application, got it out there to people that we knew. I've called all the applicants and talked to them, interviewed them, and then we had a very clear winner. It was very clear who our winner needed to be. Presented that to Progressive and said, this is who we think, and they were absolutely right on board with us. So
wow. And here is, in fact, our winner. His name is James Rogers, and he joins us. James, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate you being here. Explain to us, how long did you serve?
I served 11 years, 2 days, 19 hours, and some odd minutes.
Wow. You know, you ask a veteran and they will tell you.
Yes, we will.
Well, and tell me what took place during that time.
Time in service, obviously. I mean, came in, served time in Korea, of course, Texas, El Paso. Most of it was spent in Fort Bragg. Deployed in Afghanistan and got injured while I was deployed.
Yeah.
Came back and tried to fight through the injuries, tried to heal while I was still serving, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. The decision was made that, you know, time to medically retire.
Yeah.
Which that decision was made for me at that time.
Okay.
So I did medically retire in October of 2014.
Yeah. Anything that you care to share about the natures of your injuries or what happened?
I'll just keep it simple. It was from a rocket attack that forced a back injury. So.
Sure. Well, we greatly appreciate your service. I know I can speak for a nation when I say that. I know I can speak for a trucking industry when I say that, which is part of, you know, what Progressive was trying to do here and them reaching out to the folks at St. Christopher Fund, and I'm proud to sit on the board of this great organization to help go through that application process. Certainly was a great effort, but as Shannon said, you know, clearly a winner. So what can you tell us, in fact, about your truck? What are you going to be driving now?
All I know is it's a Freightliner. Other than that, they are not telling me anything.
You know, this is what I love about this promotion. This is going to be a lot of fun, by the way. When you finally step inside that truck, what does it mean to you, though, to be recognized in this way? Because this is not like a drawing. This is, you know, this is not like something random happening.
It's life changing. I still can't believe that it's real.
Yeah,
it's really unreal to me right now. Probably won't be real till I see the truck.
Wow.
I just know that a lot of people were talking to me now. I'm telling my story, and it's emotional.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting back into the trucking industry after the military and making that decision to make changes in my life after a period of healing.
Sure.
It was. The best way I can say it, like I tell everybody, it breathed life back into me.
Wow. You know, and it's so important because I know that we've worked with veterans organizations before, and it's crucial that, you know, one veteran said to me, you know, we have basic training going in. I mean, my father served in Korea. He served in the Vietnam conflict. I had two brothers who served. There's the basic training going in, but the transition out, you know, there's very little in terms of resources. Certainly we have the VA system, but, you know, I know that veterans count on a lot of nonprofits as they come home and continue to heal to get them to that point where they can, you know, get back, you know, to enjoying life and enjoying, you know, this time here, you know, back home. You were a driver before your military career, is that right?
Briefly, yes.
Okay, so when you came home, when was that decision made in terms of getting back into trucking? What, you know, was that kind of a natural decision or?
No, it wasn't a natural decision. Mm. I went through a period of long healing, a lot of mental healing, a lot of physical healing.
Right.
And I needed to make a change. I was going in the wrong direction really, really quick. Okay. As you mentioned, there aren't a lot of resources out there other than the VA. And sometimes that even gets missed.
Yeah.
But I made the decision. I'd say it was probably, April last year.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit before that, I needed to change.
Right.
And I made the change, came back to work, got in a truck, and I knew that that's where I needed to go.
Sure.
But I did not realize the impact.
Right.
You know, like I said before, when I got back in that truck, seeing the countryside coast to coast, as much as I've seen it here lately, it reminded me why I served.
Sure.
It gave me that sense of fulfillment and continued service back to this country.
Right.
Which is why I do it, I served in the military, why I keep doing it, and why I say that it did. It breathed life back into me, and I feel just like I was back when I was serving, wearing boots on ground. You know, it just, I keep pounding, keep going. Every day's a new day, and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah. Well, good for you, and I'm so glad that you're getting this. And thank you to Freightliner Select and Progressive and making all this happen. And certainly, I can tell you that, you know, we were certainly in contact with St. Christopher Fund as a board member, but, you know, in that effort to find the right person, to find, you know, and as Shannon said, it was the perfect selection here. And you know, we're hopeful and we'll keep you in our thoughts as you continue, you know, this new journey. And you know, we hope that you get all those great benefits of trucking, as you mentioned, that freedom out there on the open road, getting to see things a lot of people won't ever see. But you know, I think even a lot of drivers, if they haven't served if they haven't served in wartime, and we do hear from so many veterans that are behind the wheel that will repeat what I'm saying, you know, sometimes you kind of forget, you take for granted, you know, what it is you're fighting for and all the great freedoms that we have here and a beautiful nation to enjoy. It's been the thing, I guess, all of my life that I've admired about drivers in general, being able to see things that I may not ever see. You know, I mean, we've got such this huge, massive, beautiful country that we can see. And, you know, for me, I would have to take a long vacation or get to retirement maybe to see it all, and drivers get to see so much of it. So we wish, you know, that continued positive journey for you. Do you have any short-term goals other than that? Is it just about from here on getting out there and getting back into trucking and letting that lead you?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I do.
Yeah.
When I say no, it's not gonna, I mean, no, it's not going to stop there.
Right.
This has been a blessing to me. St. Christopher's Fund, Progressive, you know, Select Trucks, this is a huge blessing and a game changer. And I'm going to continue to give that back. I'm on a search for helping veterans. I want to help veterans, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that same opportunity that you guys have given me to continue it, pay it forward.
You know, there was a show that we had done around Memorial Day weekend. It was the Friday going into Memorial Day weekend, and we started a conversation, you know, about those who have served. And we do this also around Veterans Day, and the feedback we were getting from drivers, but one of the first calls that came in was from a veteran, and he was talking about, you know, his healing. He was talking about the resources, and then the rest of the night was veterans from behind the wheel. It wasn't our show that night. It was theirs. And sharing all of their stories, but also, you know, their resources. Here's what I found. Here's a nonprofit here that helped me. Here's a service here that helped me. But most of all, I think the feedback that we got after that was the tremendous effect of other veterans telling those veterans, you're not alone.
That's correct. I talk to veterans, I'd say, daily.
Yeah.
I talk to somebody. As a matter of fact, the last platoon I served with in Afghanistan, 36 of us, I still talk to on at least a weekly basis. I'm even training one. He's in my truck now. He rides with me every day. He's been my best friend ever since we met in the military, and we still stay in contact. And that's the way it is. And that's even when I'm in a truck stop or when I am home and in town, you know, I will go to the VA there and I will just go talk to him. And anybody I talk to, I always tell them, I always give them my phone number. And I tell them, you need me, you call.
Yeah.
Even if you just want to talk.
Yeah.
If they need help, I'm always looking to say, hey, this is who I know. This is who I can contact. If I don't have an answer or may not know somebody specifically, I will search for it till I find them, and I'll find them an answer.
Yeah.
And that's just that's what it is. It's that brotherhood. It's that continued service, and we need more of it.
Absolutely. And for those veterans who may be hearing this, again, we just want to repeat that message. You're not alone.
No, you're not.
You know, and reach out. It's also important that you do reach out, whether it's a fellow veteran that you may know, or you know, a simple search. And this is what we started to do on our end that night. Gary and I were doing simple searches for, you know, other organizations that may offer, you know, some of those services and therapy for those drivers, just to on any level. And we found more and more of them. So, you know, don't feel like you have to live through this alone by yourself, that you have to deal with this by yourself. Know that there are people and organizations out there for you, you know? So that's, I think, the best message we can relay here. And we're so happy that you've got this truck. We know this is going to lead to so many great things for you. So, again, thank you to Progressive. Thank you to Freightliner Select. Thank you to all of my friends there and hard workers. I can say this with, you know, with no exception across the board there, all the folks at St. Christopher Fund, both on the board and on the staff, have been just nonstop working to help drivers. And in this case, you know, reaching out for the folks at Progressive to make something like this happen. So, Shannon, great work as always. You know, I know it was a, you know, a long road, but you got it done. And St. Christopher is to be commended here for that work, that effort.
Well, thank you. We appreciate Progressive, you know, reaching out to us and let us be in a part of it. And, you know, just being able to see some amazing people out there, you know, and who the applicants are and the service that they've given and the service they want to continue to give. It's just a blessing to be part of it. So we're excited to follow James on his journey for the next year and what's it like out on the road. And we'll give updates and videos and pictures, and we'll see the good, the bad, and the ugly out there.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a positive story. And with so much negative, we like to share positive stuff. And
sure.
So this is one of those things.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, Progressive has a really cool honky-tonk theme, you know, at their booth this year at Matt's, and it's really cool. But also still promoting the fact that, you know, you can go download that song, and Progressive will give $1 up to $5,000 to St. Christopher Fund. So for $1 for every download, and it's free for you, so do that. So $1 goes to St. Christopher Fund.
Absolutely.
Really easy to do.
Yes, jump over to truckerterritory.com and download that song. Who doesn't like new music when you're out there driving
the
road?
Great song.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you a dime to download, but it's free.
Yep.
Add it to your, you know, playlist, and
yep.
then Progressive's going to send us $1 for every one. So
yep.
they've been a great team member with us for several years, and we're excited to continue and expand the partnership.
Yep. Thank you so much, James. Thank you so much, Shannon. We greatly appreciate your time. And James, we can't say it enough. Thank you for your service. God bless you. Continued success and upward movement here. In this, you know, next stage of your life, we wish you all the success.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I tell everybody that thanks us, you know, we can't do it without y'all's support here. So thank you very much
great.
For that as well.
Thank you.